With MSO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I want to bring on the Triton High School hockey coach once again, Ryan Sheehan. Coach, welcome back to our program here, man, just what a ride you guys have done. Tell me a little bit about this Hanover game. Looks like another fantastic playoff game for you guys.
Yeah, it was one of our better efforts of the year. Hanover's the Division III state champion last year, and a perennial kind of powerhouse in the South Shore in Division III. And we came in and put together one of our better efforts of the year, and came away with a 2-0 victory, which was good. It felt really good. It was one of our more satisfying wins of the year.
Give me a little recap on the ebb and flow, Coach. How you looked at it, then maybe when the goals were scored, that type thing.
Yeah, it was. It was up and down. They came at us early. Our goalie played fantastic. Gavin Marenghi played fantastic. Our defense did a good job of, limiting second chances and stuff like that. But, there were times where we looked crisp in the offensive zone, and we, the goal that we scored wasn't pretty. It was kind of a low cycle that was grinded out, and then, went to the point, then it got behind the net and kind of flipped up in behind the goalie and poked by a couple people and eventually scored by Alex Pasquini. Huh. But
wow, yeah. It
happened in the second period, so we're hanging on to a 1-0 lead with about 30 seconds to go, and Michael Taylor hit one from just above our own goal line for an empty netter to kind of seal it.
Wow. Well, you know what's weird, Ryan, is sometimes you play a game like that and you lose a game. And you could have 50, 60 shots on goal because of weird bounces or just stuff happening, a kid falling down or whiffing. And then on the other hand, you play a good solid game and you get a break every now and then.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. You generate your own breaks and your chances. And sometimes when, it was one of our crisper games, so.
Excellent.
I thought we would score a pretty goal, but a dirty one was satisfying.
You're not going to throw it back, right? You're going to keep it. All right.
No, we're going to keep it. It was beautiful, actually.
Oh yeah, there you go. Right. I get that. And tell me if you would please, maybe one or two or three of your stars of that game.
Our number one star was our goaltender Gavin. He saw it well. Like I said, first shots were caught and rebounds were good up in the netting, and our second star, I think, is probably Josh Hersey. I think he had an assist on Pasquini's goal, but he was one of the faster guys on the ice. And our third star, I think, was probably a few of our defensemen.
Okay, that's good.
I'll give it to the collective unit.
Perfect.
They did a very good job of staying inside, limiting the quality chances.
That is perfect. All right, now, comes down to Wednesday, a team you're sort of familiar with. You've seen them before. What are your thoughts on the game coming up with Linfield?
They're a good team. We've seen them twice this year. Unfortunately, we've lost two to them, but they were fairly close games. In my time up at Triton, all the Linfield games are pretty much come for the last 5 minutes, and that will be the deciding factor. So I don't expect anything less.
Well, the thing is, you guys have played a couple of really close games, which has to build some confidence in the way the kids handle these playoff games, and maybe just what's the overall mental attitude of the boys.
Exactly what you said is confidence is a thing, building a little bit of confidence. I think we built confidence, from the first to the third period, on Saturday against Hanover. And, we started to play pretty well towards the end. So that's what it is. It's playing with confidence and poise. And, it'll be a tightly contested game with two good teams. So.
All right, final thoughts, Coach. I think we mentioned it before we started recording. A number of North Shore teams still in the tournament. What's your look at D3 playoff hockey this year with the rankings, the seedings, the way they've gone as related to, strength of schedule? But a lot of North Shore teams still in it. How do you look at this overall picture? Is it dwindling down now?
No, it's good. I mean, the North Shore has been tough opponents day in and day out, and it's Division 1 through 3 and 4, so it's good to see all those teams in there. And I think, and it's kind of been the general consensus around the coaches around the state, that pretty much anyone can beat anyone. So especially in crunch time, it's kind of anyone's ball game.
All right, Coach. It's great Keep it going, and let's talk again.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick.
Congratulations, Ryan. Take care. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Ryan Sheehan, who is the Triton High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.